Life in a Global Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The European Union is taking a closer look at Oracle's giant takeover of Sun Microsystems. EU regulators said this morning the software firm's $7 billion takeover of the computer maker could mean higher prices and limited choice for database software. Any regulatory delay in that deal could give rivals like HP and IBM more time to poach hardware customers from Sun. Meanwhile, Boeing seems set for a victory in a major trade dispute with its European rival Airbus. The World Trade Organization will rule on the epic dispute tomorrow, but our Europe correspondent Stephen Beard reports that may not put an end to it.
Boeing and Airbus have been slogging it out over the issue of subsidies for years. Analysts say that tomorrow Boeing is likely to draw first blood. They expect that WTO officials will uphold a complaint by the American company and the US that European governments illegally supported Airbus with $15 billion worth of loans. If Boeing and the US do win, they could threaten massive trade sanctions against Europe unless Airbus cuts off all state aid. But Airbus spokeswoman Maggie Bergsma isn't worried. She says the EU has counterclaimed against Boeing and expects to win its case.
The 787, the Dreamliner, remains the most highly subsidized aircraft in history.
She says Boeing has benefited from tax breaks and development funding from the U.S. government and states like Illinois and Washington. She says this dispute is likely to drag on for years. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
European stocks are flat this morning. Wall Street shares lost 0.33% yesterday. Asian markets were higher today, led by a nearly 5% jump in Shanghai. Our Shanghai bureau chief told you a couple of weeks ago about a lead poisoning case in China's Hunan province. More than 1,000 kids are now diagnosed. They live by a manganese smelting facility that discharged lead into the environment. Now, village parents have reportedly been detained, and the local government is accused of reneging on payments to the children's families. Marketplace's Scott Tong has the latest.
Local police have posted a notice in the village saying 15 parents have been detained or turned themselves in. The parents are accused of protesting against the factory that the government says is the lead poisoning source. This villager, surnamed Cho, reads us the notice. It accuses the detained parents of being deluded by the Falun Gong spiritual group. For years, China's cracked down on Falun Gong, calling it an evil cult. Ms. Cho laughed off any suggestion the villagers are linked to Falun Gong. Paul Harris thinks the government's allegation is meant to discredit the parents. He teaches environmental studies at the Hong Kong Institute of Education.
The ultimate boogeyman is going to be Falun Gong. So if you can associate the protesters with that, then any measures that security officials use to crack down will therefore be considered justified.
Despite the police notice, government spokesman Zheng Zhaoxun told Marketplace today that no parents are being detained. He says one person in custody is the smelting plant's boss, who he says turned himself in last Thursday. The spokesman also says the government is compensating affected families, though a relative of one parent says he went to collect his share and was denied. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
The state of New York runs a chain of betting parlors where you can put money on horse races without being at the track. But the New York City operation has been losing money, and this week New York's governor signed an order to reorganize it under Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Reporter Alisa Roth has that story.
New York City's off-track betting, or OTB, takes in $1 billion a year in bets.
Give me five more to win on the eighth.
It was created in the 70s to take business away from street bookies and give profits back to the racing industry. But over the last 4 years, OTB's lost almost $40 million. Bill Edington directs the Institute for the Study of Gambling and Commercial Gaming at the University of Nevada, Reno. He says the question is whether restructuring can help the state create a winning business model.
Can they cut their payments to the tracks? Can they cut their internal operating costs enough? Can they stimulate demand?
Part of the problem is that horse racing has been losing its audience. Father Richard McGowan is an economics professor at Boston College and an expert in gambling, and he sees a good reason for New York to tough it out with the struggling business.
It would be an ideal spot to put either video lottery terminals or slot machines in them. And so, in other words, use the space for all types of different gambling.
An idea New York might just be willing to put its money on. I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, sponsoring the retirement planning documentary Retirement Revolution, September 15th on PBS. Local listings at pbs.org. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
You may know YouTube as the go-to site for scrappy homemade videos. Well, that might change. The Google-owned site is reportedly in talks with major movie studios about streaming films online for a fee. Marketplace's Sam Eaton has that.
Call it a win-win. Hollywood is seeing DVD sales erode faster than expected, and YouTube is seeking new ways to make money beyond its core advertising model. That's what's driving negotiations between YouTube and studios like Lionsgate and Warner Brothers. Offering fee-based movie rentals online is nothing new. iTunes, Amazon.com, and Netflix have done this for some time. What is new is YouTube's vast audience. YouTube has garnered about 40% of the online video market. That means studios could potentially reach many more viewers by offering movies on the site. The test will be whether YouTube's millions of users will shell out cash for studio movies rather than just watching another free clip of a piano-playing cat. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And finally, bye-bye kitties, finally, food vendors are getting ready to compete for business at state fairs across the country, and healthy is not a requirement. The Texas State Fair has nominated its best new foods of 2009. They include deep-fried butter, whipped butter sweetened with a flavor of some kind, then wrapped in dough and dunked in hot oil. On Monday, three judges will evaluate the nominees and then consult their primary care physicians. I'm Bill Radke. Have a good Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.